With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some 3,200 Boeing workers who build fighter jets are on strike at facilities in St. Louis and two other locations. That after voting to reject a modified four-year deal. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
Agreement. Boeing officials say they're disappointed the workers have rejected the latest offer that the company says featured 40% average wage growth and resolved the primary issue of alternative work schedules.
Growing wildfire in California.
Hundreds of remote homes are threatened by a massive wildfire working its way through the Los Padres National Forest in central California. The Gifford Fire spans more than 100 square miles of Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. Authorities say just 3% of it has been contained. The blaze grew out of several smaller fires that erupted on Friday along State Route 166 between Santa Maria and Bakersfield. More than 1,000 firefighters are working in hot and dry conditions, trying to make progress against the flames before so-called sundowner winds whip up around dusk. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
An Arkansas man who killed four people and wounded 11 others last year in a shooting in a grocery store has now been sentenced to life in prison without parole. State judge sentencing Travis Eugene Posey to four life sentences for each count of capital murder. He was also sentenced to 220 years in prison for 11 counts of attempted capital murder. A Maryland woman has been rearrested and charged with killing two of her children. The kids have not been seen since 2014 when they were toddlers. Prosecutors say Catherine Hogel was released from a psychiatric hospital last month, and after that, reindicted on two counts of murder. This is SRN News. More bad news for Christians in India.
Religious freedom advocates around the world are expressing outrage over comments by a local lawmaker. Gopachand Patilkar delivered a speech in which he suggested that a bounty should be placed on the heads of any Christian who tries to spread the gospel in India. He also told the crowd he would be happy to see Christians killed. His remarks come even as violence against believers in India surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The liberal mayor of Hungary's capital questioned by police over accusations of helping organize a gay pride parade, one of several LGBT displays the government has banned. Officials say the pride march in Budapest in June was the largest event of its kind in the country's history. While the event was illegal, Hungarian authorities say they will not press charges against attendees, but will seek out the organizers. Legislature has passed a number of laws designed to limit the effect of the LGBT agenda. SRN News. Scotland has canceled a lot of trains and closed parks as a rare summer storm brings destructive winds to much of the region. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Wind gusts reaching 90 mph along with heavy rain. Forest hits during the busy tourism season, affecting events like the Edinburgh Fringe. The Edinburgh Military Tattoo has cancelled Monday's outdoor performance. Train services across much of Scotland have been disrupted too, and some ferry crossings scrapped. The storm also could hit parts of Northern Ireland, Wales and Northern England. Charles de la Desma, London.
A trial has begun under very tight security for 19 defendants accused of involvement in last year's shooting rampage in a Moscow concert hall that killed 49 people. Authorities say that incident wounded more than 600 others. More details at srnnews.com.